this was a bit last minute to give a shir psicha that's not really related to the sugya that we're doing, which obviously we're going to start with Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're starting with third parak. I just wanted to give a shir about the Masechta in general, not necessarily going through all of the details of the Masechta or even the themes of the Masechta, but just some basic issues relating to Beis Din, relating to Eidos, which obviously a good chunk of the Masechta is about. So it's more like a general topic kind of thing. I want to discuss the issues of Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar and Eidos L'Bir HaDavar, as well as the idea of perhaps two different types of Shtaros and two different types of Batei Din, since obviously we're learning Sanhedrin primarily about Batei Din, and even the parak that we're learning now is about how to choose a certain type of Beis Din, which is only a specific kind of Beis Din. So I'm going to start with the Gemara Masechta, and again, I apologize for Nomar Makomos, I'll try to tell you where everything is, so if anyone wants to look anything up, if you're so inclined, you should be able to find everything. There is a Gemara Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Samach Hamed Beis, where the Gemara discusses what seems to be a very clear distinction between two completely different types of Eidos. The Gemara discusses the possibility that if a man and a woman come and they both say, look, we're married to each other, they both agree that you have Hodas Baldin. Both the man and the woman agree that they're married to each other, and they say, okay, describe your wedding to me. How did it go? Well, no, there was no wedding. We both agree that we're married to each other. So does that make us married? So the Gemara is very clear that that would not make a woman that would not make a man and woman married to each other. Even if you have Hodas Baldin, you have the Chasan and Kala, both bimoda, that there was a Kiddushin. They say, I gave a ring to her, and I said, Harei HaMekadesh LiBitavazu. There was no one there, no one saw it, but I did it. And she says, yeah, he did. He gave me a ring. There was no there's no question about it. I remember it vividly. That would still not make them married, because without Edim, there is no wedding. So you see the concept the Gemara discusses of, without calling it this, the concept of Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. That sometimes Eidos is not there to verify what happened. The purpose of Eidos is to make it happen. If a man gives a woman a ring and says, Harei HaMekadesh LiBitavazu, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, and there are no Eidim there, it's not that they're married and nobody knows about it. They aren't married at all. However, the Gemara is equally clear that when it comes to Dine Mamanus, that is not the case. The Gemara over there tells us that Marzutrov Rav Ada Saba, B'Neder Rav Mari, Bar Isser, Polig Nechsayu Bahadi Adadi. Marzutra Vada Saba, the children of Rav Mari Bar Isser, split up some nechasim, they split up some possessions, they were dividing some money. Asul Kamed Ravashi, Amrulei Al Pishnei Edim, Amrachmana. Dibai Lamahadra Lamatsi Hadri Bahu, Vaanan Lohadri. They said, well, wait a second, what's the status over here? We both agree that we split up money. Right, we didn't have any Edim that verified that we're there to see that we were making this deal that he's going to get the house and I'm going to get the yard or whatever it is that they were splitting up. So should we say, the Pasuk says, Al Pishnei Edim, but that's only if one of them wants to back out, somebody decides that they want to renege on the deal and say that they're not interested anymore, so that's why you need Edim there to say, no, you can't back out, you already agreed, you made a kinyan, the deal is already binding. Or maybe no. Maybe just like by Kiddushin, you need Edim in order for a couple to be married. Not just to know that they're married. But the marriage isn't a marriage without Edim. Maybe the same should be true when it comes to Dine Mamanus. That they simply, the kinyan was not chal unless you had Edim. So amaluhu, and here's the key phrase, the Gemara says, Lo ivru sahadi ela l'shakri. So Edim are only created, Edim are only there for liars. If someone wants to lie, so it's good to have Edim so that you can catch him on his lie and you'll be able to prove that he was really lying. But if everyone agrees to what happened, if everyone says that I'm going to get this money and he's going to get that money, I'm going to get this property, he's going to get that property, and both parties agree, so there's no need for Edim. You don't need, everything is completely binding. Even without the benefit of Edim. So the Gemara is very clearly drawing a distinction between Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar and Eidos L'Bir HaDavar. When it comes to Kiddushin, without Edim, there is nothing. When it comes to Mamanus, without Edim, you still could have had a transaction. It's just that if someone wants to lie about it, you're not going to be able to prove whether, in fact, you had a transaction. That's the difference between the two types of eidos. And says Tosfos, over there in Kiddushin, Samachem Beis at the top, says Rabbeinu, says Tosfos, Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, De'ein Sarich Eidim Lasos Kinyin. So from here we see that if you want to make a Kinyin, you don't need Eidim to make a Kinyin. A Kinyin can happen absent Eidim. Eidim are not necessary for the Kinyin to actually work, for a Kinyin in Dine Mamanus to actually work. So this is the, these are the two basic Gedarim of Eidos. Eidos L'Kiyam Adavar, Eidos L'Birur Adavar. The Tosfos, and Tosfos points out, Kinyin is obviously in the category of Dine Mamanus and would only require Eidos L'Birur Adavar, whereas Kiddushin would require Eidos L'Kiyam Adavar. This concept is discussed at length by Reb Chaim in the fourth parak of Yibum Chalitza, where he points out that the whole concept that we have of Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachos Mishnayim, that whenever you're dealing with a Davar Sheva Erva, you always need a minimum of two Eidim, that's obviously only by Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar, not by Eidos L'Birur HaDavar. So the question is, L'may Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina between these two types of Eiduyos? Other than the fact, other than the obvious Nafkamina of the case where no one argues, meaning that was the clearest nafkamina. If you have two people that split money and they both agree that they split the money, so obviously it is chal. If you have two people that claim that they're married to each other and they both agree that they had a maisa kiddushin but without edim, it's not going to be chal. But is there any other nafkamina? So there is a Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Daf Tes, a very long Tosfos, Daf Tes Amarav Dibur Maskel Bizman Shehisru Behen, where Tosfos really primarily discusses a sugya in Makos on Daf Vav. And essentially what Tosfos quotes is essentially two shitos about at what point in time are we koveya a set of people as Eidim. At what point in time do we establish that two people who witness a given event are Eidim together on that event? The shita of the Ri is that Eid HaMeid is Eidos. That if two witnesses come to court and they are made together, they say testimony together, that's what creates a set of witnesses. Meaning, someone, Reuven kills Shimon in the middle of Times Square, 1,000 people saw it. So are all 1,000 people one group of Eidim? Or are they not a group of Eidim? They just happen to be the people who saw it. But if only Levi and Yehuda show up to Beis Din and testify, they're the Eidim. And everybody else is not the Eidim. Everybody else just happened to have been there. Who cares whether who you call an Eid and who you don't call an Eid? Because there is a very important rule in Halacha that if you have a set of Eidim, afilu nimsa echad meam karvu pasul edusin betela. Let's say I have a set of 20 Eidim come to Beis Din to tell me that Reuven killed Shimon. One of the 20 happens to be a karov or a pasul, happens to be related to one of the parties, or is a pasul for whatever reason, is an eved, is pasul edus for whatever reason. The halacha is the entire edus is thrown out of Beis Din. All 20 are disqualified. But wait a second, how many edim do you really need to do anything in halacha? Is you only need two edim. So when I have 20 and one of them is a karov or pasul, what do I say? Chuck all 20. We don't say, oh, he's still got 19 left, so you have 17 to spare. No, you chuck all of them. So the question is, what happens in the following case? You have Reuven kills Shimon in the middle of Times Square. 1,000 people saw it. One of them, especially in Times Square, is going to be puzzle. Not all of them are going to be perfectly kosher Eidim. So are you going to say that if you want to get away with murder, the easiest thing to do is kill in the most public place possible? And, you know, for safe measure, like bring your brother along or something, bring a karov along, and that way you'll always have nimsa echad meam karov apostle, and mele edus betela, the edus is always going to be batel. You'll never have an edus against you. So the Ri says no, eid hameid is what establishes edus. It's only when people come to Beis Din together to say the edus that they become a group of Eidim together. Whereas Rashbam writes that, no, the Eidos is established already Mishas Re'iyah. Already at the time of the Re'iyah Sa'edos, the Eidos is established. So if you have a Karov that's either there at the Shas Re'iyah or at the Shas Haggadah, that would be enough to get you off the hook. Another Nafkamina between whether you call someone an aid, Mishas Ri'io or Mishas Hagada, is not only by Nimsa Echonim Karv Apostle. There's another rule, Tosos quotes, Ein Aid Nasa Dayan, is a halacha, that someone who's an aid is not allowed to turn around and serve as a judge on that same case. If you're an aid to that case, it can't serve as a judge. So is it that anybody who happened to have been in Times Square when Reuven killed Shimon is now disqualified to be a Dayan? Or is it, no, only somebody who came to Beis Din trying to issue testimony on that case, and then he saw, oh, there are plenty of other aid, he can't turn around and be a Dayan, because he became an aid by trying to say testimony. Is Eidos Nikva based on the Re'iyas HaMaisa, based on seeing the event take place, in which case anyone who was in Times Square at that time is no longer able to serve as a Dayan? Or is the Eidos Nikva based on the Hagodas HaEidos, when you come to Beis Din and you try to say the Eidos, in which case you could have been in Times Square and seen the murder, and still you could serve as a Dayan? And what it really boils down to is the understanding of a sugya in Maseches Makos and Dav Vav. The Gemara says over there, Makos and Dav Vav, that the Gemara asks a very fundamental question. The Gemara says, if it's really true, Nimtza Echonim Karv Apostle Eidusim B'Teilo, that as long as somebody is a Karv Apostle that's there, the whole Eidus is going to be out the window, you will never, ever have Eidus against a murderer. Because there will always have been a Karv Apostle that was there. Who's going to be the Karv Apostle? The Gemara says, Nimtza Harug Yatzil. The murder victim should be able to save the murderer. How? How should he save the murderer? Because he's related to one of the parties. He is one of the parties. And he was there. So he's automatically included in the group of Eidim. Sounds like a klutz kasha. It's the Gemara's kasha. That Gemara asks both, Horeg Yatzel, Horeg Yatzel, that the parties themselves, they're there. Therefore, they should become part of this group of Eidim. And therefore, they should save the murderer from being chayiv anything. Because they're part of the Eidus now. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Now, how you understand the Gemara's answer is going to be subject of this machlokas between the Ri'a and the Rashbam about whether Eid HaMeir or Eid HaRoeh determines the Eidus. The Ri'a understands the Gemara's answer is that Be'emes, the Eidus is not Nikva B'Shas Ri'iyah at all. So of course the murder victim was there, the murderer was there, but that doesn't make them Eidim. Eidus is Nikva B'Shas Hagada. They didn't show up to say Eidus in Beis Din together with the others, and therefore they are not part of the group of Eidim. So that's the way the Ri understands the teretz of the Gemara. Rashbam, however, understands the teretz of the Gemara a little bit different. He says that if the Eidus is Mishas Ri'iyah, so we understand very well that the Horeg should be Yatzil. The murderer himself, the fact that he was there, should be Matzil himself, because I was there, I'm part of the Eidus. But he says, the way he understands the Gemara's answer is that there's a gezeres hakasuv that be mekayme hadavar v'lo ba'ose hadavar, that a din is only established based on those who are mekayme hadavar v'lo ose hadavar, those who verify that an action took place, not those who participated in the action, and therefore the bale din themselves are unable to join as part of the Eidus, even though, again, the way the Rashbam understands it, everyone there at the time of the Maisa is part of the Eidus, everyone except those who are actually participating in the Maisa. They are excluded from the Eidus. So again, the way the Ri understands it is, no, people there aren't part of the Eidus. That just being there doesn't make you part of the Eidus. The Eidus is Nikva based on when you show up to Beis Din. But the way the Rashbam understands the Gemara's answer is that when you are there, you are automatically part of the Eidus. And therefore, if a Karov or Apostle is in the crowd, Mela, the guy's going to be putty, you're never going to be able to prosecute him. But when it comes to the people themselves, the Horeg and the Harug, the murderer and the murder victim, they're not in the equation of being Eidim, because they are not Mekayme HaDavar, they are Osei HaDavar. They're the actual parties in the case. And the Russian Makas in the first paragraph of Simon Yud Gimel explains this at great length. The Nesivus in Simon Lamed Vav has the famous explanation of what's really going on in that Gemara. The Nesivus explains that there's a difference between someone who's Pasula Eidus and someone who doesn't have a shame aid. Meaning, if my brother is there, So my brother is someone who is pasul eidus because he's a karov. He's not allowed to be made about me. So him being in the crowd is nimtzeach miyam karov pasul. But there are certain people that aren't even, they're not a pasul aid. They don't even count as an aid. If you were to look at this case, Reuven kills Shimon in the middle of Times Square, and you were to say, okay, who are the witnesses? List me all the witnesses. So you'll go look at the video footage, and you'll look at all the faces, and you'll come back with a list of witnesses. You would never in a million years have included Reuven and Shimon on the list of witnesses. Because you know intuitively, those aren't witnesses. It's not that they're witnesses, but they happen to be possible because they're krovim. No, they're not witnesses at all. They don't have a shame aid. They're the balei davar. They're the people who are involved in the actual act. They're not the witnesses at all. That's what the Sivas explains, that Echere, Shota, Katan, Eved, Isha, Akum, Baldavar, those are people who don't have a shame aid at all. But someone who has a shame aid and is a karov or pasul, then we say nimtze echon meim karov or pasul edusin betela. That's the way he understands the Gemara's answer. So again, this is by a normal case where there's an event that happened. We need edus to prosecute. We need edus to be able to punish the perpetrator. So then we're going to say that you have this machlokas rishonim. At what point the edus is nikva? Is it nikva when you see it, or is it nikva when it actually comes out in Beis Din? The Ritva, however, points out that there is a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel. Again, back to Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel tells us, Debei Rabbi Shila Amri, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. Debei Rabbi Shila holds that a shliach, let's say, I'm afraid to show up to my own wedding, so I send a friend to go be mekadesh my wife for me. So don't try this at home, but that's the main sugi of shlichus. You send someone to be mekadesh or megarish, so you send a friend to be mekadesh your wife for you. He becomes your shliach. And then he shows up and he realizes that there aren't two religious Jews who are males over bar mitzvah and unrelated to either party that are at the wedding. There's only one. The Masada Kiddushin, let's say, is unrelated to either party, and he's a religious Jew, he's over bar mitzvah. And then there's you, there's the shliach, there's nobody else. But you need Eidim for the Kiddushin. So what do you do? Can you, as the shliach, say, I'm not only the shliach who's going to do the Kiddushin, I'm also going to be an Eid? So Debei Rabbi Shila says, no. Ein shliach nasa Eid. A shliach cannot be an Eid. Ask the Gemara, my time at the Bei Rabbi Shila, what's the reason? So the Gemara says, "I lema mishum talo amar le havi li aid." Maybe the reason I can't serve as an aid when I'm a shliach is because the chassan never told me to be an aid, and I can't be an aid unless he asked me to be an aid. Before you get married, you know, you're going to call up a couple of friends and say, you know, I'd like to, or a couple of rabbeim or whoever it might be, and say, I'd like to be mechabed you with aid kiddushin, so please be on time, or whatever, right? So then I was asked, so then you could be an aid. But if I wasn't asked, how could I be an aid? Maybe that's the reason that a shliach can't be an aid. He wasn't asked to be an aid. Umar says, no, that can't be the case. Elameata kidesh isha b'fnei shnayim v'lomer lem atem edai. Hachanam d'lovi kiddushi? What, you think if you're Mekadesh Nisha in front of two kosher witnesses and you neglected to tell them, by the way, you guys are my witnesses, you think that it's not a Kiddushin? Of course it's a good Kiddushin. You don't have to tell people to be Eidim. They're there and they see it. That's what makes them Eidim. You don't have to tell them to be Eidim. The Gemara says, Pashut, you don't have to tell them to be Eidim. So the Gemara says, no, the real reason that Ein Shliach Nasa Eid is because Shlucho Shaladim Kamosel. It's because we have a concept that shluchu shladim kamosa, that when I send a shliach, the shliach becomes me. So, just like I can't be my own aid kiddushin, for my own kiddushin, so my shliach, who's doing the kiddushin for me, can't be an aid kiddushin. That's the Gemara's maskana. So says the Ritva, over there in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel, that in general, by edus, you don't need yichud edim. You don't need to designate two people, you are my Eidim. It's completely unnecessary when it comes to Eidus, even when it comes to Eide Kiddushin. However, if you have a group of people that are all standing around, and in that group there are Psulim, there are Krovim, there are people who, if they become part of the group of Eidim, will destroy the entire group, well then there's an Eitzah. You could be miyached a couple of people as your Eidim so that they function as Edim to the exclusion of the other people who are now, who are there, who are present. And then the fact that there are Krovim and Psulim present will not ruin the Eidos. Because by being Miyachid, these two kosher people as Eidim, you are designating that they are your Eidim, nobody else is your Eidim, and therefore it's not a group that contains Krovim and Psulim. Now, says the Ritva, generally speaking, Nimsa Echon Meam Karov Apostle wouldn't be a problem anyway, says the Ritva. Because, generally speaking, if go back to our Times Square case, Reuven kills Shimon in the middle of Times Square, there were happened to have been Psulim present. Generally speaking, we pass on like the Re, we can still bring Eidos against Reuven. How? How can we bring Eidos against Reuven? Either Krovim and Psulim present. Well, generally speaking, we pass on like the Re, that it doesn't matter that they were present when it happened. They don't become Eidim when it happened. They only become Eidim when they show up to Beis Din and start saying the Eidos. So the Ritva says that's true, but when it comes to Kiddushin, the Eidos is Nikva for sure at the time that the event occurs, not when you show up to Beis Din. So what you see over here is a very fundamental chiluk between Eidos L'Kiyum Adavar and Eidos L'Birur Adavar. When the purpose of the Eidos is Lo Ivri Sahadi Elo L'Shakri, to determine that people are telling the truth, and to just verify exactly what happened, so Eidos is going to be created at the time that you show up to Beis Din, according to the sheet of the Re, tells Sanhedrin Daf Tes. Right? That's when the Eidos is going to be created. Where, when, at what point will the presence of a Karov or Apostle ruin the Eidos? Not when the event is happening, only when you show up to Beis Din. But when the Eidos is not to verify what occurred, everyone knows what occurred. The Chassan and Kala are both moda that they were, that the Chassan gave her a ring that's worth a Shavu Pruta and set her hand magdashly. When the purpose of the Eidos is to be Mekayim Adavar, it's Eidos L'Kiyum Adavar, to create the Chalos, to make a marriage, to make the event meaningful, then Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, that the Eidos is Nikva at the Shas Maisa. That when do they become Eidim? When the Kiddushin is taking place. Not B'Shas HaGadas Eidos. And the clearest raya to that is just a Svara. Is there a HaGadas Eidos by Eidi Kiddushin in a typical case? There is no HaGadas Eidos. What, I'm gonna, has anyone ever heard of a case where you actually use the Eidi Kiddushin? Maybe you've heard of a case, but have you ever seen or been involved in a case where they needed to call up the Eidei Kiddushin to verify that in fact there was a Kiddushin? Typically, Eidei Kiddushin aren't needed for that. We know that there was a Kiddushin. Typically, Eidei Kiddushin, they never have to be made, they never have to say Eidos. Nimsech and Karov Apostle, and the whole concept of establishing Eidos on Kiddushin is always at the Shas Maisa. There's a fundamental chiluk between Eidos L'Kiyum Adavar and Eidos L'Birur Adavar. So let's back up a second. This concept of Eidos L'Kiyum Adavar, that when it comes to a Kiddushin or to a get, let's say, without Eidim, it's not that they're married, they got married, just we don't know about it. Without Eidim, they're not married at all. Or a get. It's not that they got divorced, just nobody knows about it because we don't have Eidim. No, they aren't divorced at all. Why is that the case? Why is that true? Why do I need this super Eidos? Eidos L'Kiyum Adavar, dafka by Adavar Sheba Erva, dafka by Kiddushin, by Gerushin. I don't need Eidos L'Kiyum Adavar for money. I want to lend you $100. If I trust you, I don't need Eidim at all. The loan is binding. You still have to pay me back. Right? You don't need Eidos. The only purpose of Eidos is L'Shakri, in case I don't trust you. I think you're going to lie, so I need Eidos to be able to bring to Beis Din so that you'll have to pay me back. But when it comes to Kiddushin, when it comes to Gittin, the whole thing doesn't work without Eidim. Why is that the case? So one could have said, and Reb Chaim points this out again, Yibum Chalitza Barak Dalid, one could have very easily said that the reason that you need Eidos L'Kiyum Adavar by Kiddushin, by Gerushin, is because when you are creating not just an event taking place, not just a transaction, but when a new status is being created, the woman is going from being a penuya, a single girl, to being an ishes ish, brand new status. Or the reverse, by a get. the woman is going from being an Eshes Ish to a Gerusha. It's a brand new status. So maybe to change the status of a person, you need a higher form of Eidos. And Eidos L'Bira Adav is not enough. You need Eidos to make it happen. That's what one could have said, Misvara. However, the Reb Chaim points out, there's another possibility. It could be that the idea of Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar is that certain transactions, all transactions require das. Let's say you have a katan. 4-year-old boy decides to lend money to his friend or to an adult. So that's completely not binding. He has no right to lend the money and he has no das to be able to engage in any transaction, to be involved in the transaction. He has absolutely no das, right? So clearly for monetary transactions, you do need a certain level of das. Is the amount of das necessary for monetary transactions the same as the amount of das necessary to do something as serious as marriage or divorce? So Reb Chaim says maybe it's a higher level das that's required. Such a high level of das that you can't even do it on your own. That you need Eidim there to illustrate the severity of the moment and how serious you are about making this happen, this wedding, this divorce happen. And perhaps the reason you need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar by Kiddushin and Gerushin, but not by Mekach U'Memker, is not because of a chalos, because there's a status change, but because you need a higher form of expression of das. You need a stronger das, and you need to express it in a higher form. What's the nafkamina between these two explanations of why you need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar by Gittin and Kiddushin? So what if you have a case of a Davar Sheba Erva, where there's a status that's going to change, but the halacha is that you don't need das? Can you think of a single case where someone's status is going to change? It is a Davar Sheba Erva, but das will be completely unnecessary. So this is Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, tells us that by Yibum, how does Yibum take place? Man dies, no children, and a surviving brother, right? So the wife and the brother, there has to be Yibum. The brother's got to marry the wife, that's Yibum. How does Yibum happen? What creates Yibum? Does he do Maisa Kiddushin? Gives her money, says Hareat Mukadeshesli? No, Yibum is, Midaraisa at least, Al Yidei Bia. Just by having Bia with her, that's it. That's the Yibum. And the Gemara says that by Yibum, you don't need Das at all. Afilu B'Shogeg, Afilu B'Ones, the Gemara says, even if Ba'ones, he's Boel, his sister-in-law, after his brother dies. How do you Boel Ba'ones? The Gemara has very entertaining possibilities of how that happens, that someone could be Boel Ba'ones. Whatever it is. Someone would be Shogeg Ba'ones, he's Boeler, still the Yibum is going to be Chal. Meaning, there is zero requirement for Das by Yibum. Does Yibum change the status? Absolutely. It changes her from someone who's Zakut Yibum to an Eishes Ish. She's now married to him. Right? It definitely changes the status. Is Yibum Davar Sheba Erva? Absolutely. It's a Davar Sheba Erva. But does it require Das? Absolutely not. So if the requirement of Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar is whenever there's a Chalos, whenever there's Davar Sheba Erva, so you could say Yibum should also require Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. But if Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar is about a higher order of Das, well, Yibum doesn't require any Das, and therefore shouldn't require Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. So says Reb Chaim, very pashut. The Gemara is explicit. Yibum v'chalitza. It does not require Eidos. We'll see in a second some more details on that. Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis discusses the following, and this will bring us back to the Yibum issue. The Gemara over there says that it's possible to be Mekadesh Bekesef B'Shtar Bia, that's first Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin. It's possible to be Mekadesh Nishan in three methods, using Kesef, using Shtar, using Bia. But the Gemara says Avol Rav Mangid Amanda Mekadesh B'Bia. Rav used to give malkas. He wasn't happy about people who were makadish bebiya. He thought that that's obviously where we're makadish nowadays. We use shava kesef, which is kikesef. We use money. We don't use shtar, and obviously we don't use bia. But the Gemara already says that bia was rejected as a valid form, not as a valid, as an acceptable form of kiddushin. And the Gemara says mishum pritzusa, such a pritzus to be makadish bebia. What does he mean? Why is it a pritzus to be makadish bebia? What's the pritzus? So what do you say? How do you understand that? What's the pritzus of being makadish bebia? Where's the pritzus? So everyone in their mind right now is thinking, it's obvious what the pritzus is, but I bet some of you aren't thinking the same thing that others are thinking. What's the pritzus? No, someone talk. So one possibility of what the pritzus is, that you need Adam to see it. You can have Adam in the bedroom watching the bia. A pritzus. Well, that's a pritzus sticker thing. Or you could argue, no, it's got nothing to do with the Adam, it's just, come on, that's the way you're romantically going to be Mekadesh Yerisha. That's the way you're going to do. Everyone's invited to a wedding, and you know the Chasan and Kala are just going to go into a room for a little while, and you know everyone's going to know what's going on. That they're being Mekadesh Bebia. Forget Eidim. It's just a pretext to be Mekadesh Bebia in that way. So Rabbeinu Tam writes that since the Kiddushin requires Eidim, like Eitan said, that's the pretext. Frektosvos. Yivam istafnun bezom et aleph. Yibum requires bia, obviously, right? But there is a quasi kind of kiddushin we do by yibum also, something called ma'amer, that you give the woman kesef also, and do like a fake kiddushin, a kiddushin midrabanan, before the yibum. The Gemara says that if someone does yibum alone without that kiddushin midrabanan, that's a violation of an iser because of pritzus. It's a terrible pritzus to do yibum without maimer. Now, if the whole reason that it's pritzus is because you need edim there, edim have to be there at the time of the kiddushin, and that's why it's such a terrible pritzus to be mekadesh bebia, well then why is it a pritzus by yibum? By yibum you don't need edim. Again, what do we say? Why do you need edim when it comes to kiddushin? Because that's something that's not only a change of status, but it requires das. So you need Eidim. Yibum doesn't require any das. Afil b'shog, afil b'ones. No need for Eidim. Yibum can be done without Eidim. So what's the terrible pretzus? Why is it such a bad pretzus? So exactly what Tosos answers, and what Tosos means, is a machlokas achronim. It's possible that Tosos means to say that Yibum doesn't, exactly like we just said, that Yibum does not require Eidim, and therefore Tosos is saying if the whole problem is that the whole problem of Pritzlis is that you're doing a Maisa B in front of Eidim, it shouldn't be a problem by Yibum, because Yibum, there is no Maisa B in front of Eidim. That way of explaining the Kasha of Tosfos, which is the way we explained it, is exactly the way Reb Chaim understands, that since you don't require das by yibum, memeli you don't require edim by yibum. Taisus has a good kasha. What's the pritzus by yibum? There are no edim anyway. There's another way to understand Tosus though, and that is as follows: Sharamelech in Hilchus Yibum, Perek Beis Halacha Dalit, understands Tosus in a completely different way, and it seems to be borne out by the Tosus HaRosh over there that yibum maybe does need edus l'kiyum adavar. Yibum does require Eidus. Why would Yibum require Eidus? If you understand that it's like a Kiddushin, meaning that it's a Chalos, it's a change of status. Not like Reb Chaim, that it's all about Das. No, anything that changes status, anything that's a Davar Sheba Erva, requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Yibum would therefore also require Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Tosfos Kash is as follows. Kiddushin needs Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. If you do Kiddushin Bia, obviously you need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. You need Eidim at the Kiddushin. But if you do Kiddushin Kesef, you will have saved yourself that pritzus of having Eidim at the Bia, because you chose to do Kiddushin Kesef instead. So the Eidim only have to see the giving of the ring from the Chasan to the Kala, and good, that's all they need. They don't need to see the Bia at all. But let's say someone does Maimer in front of Eidim. He does this Kiddushim Midrabban in front of Edim. Does that obviate the need for Edim at the Yibum? The Yibum is the only thing that really works Midaraisa. You're still going to need Edim at the Yibum. You're never going to get out of that requirement for Edim at the Yibum. Midaraisa, Yibum has to be in front of Edim. It's a Davar Shabarva. So Tulsa is saying, it's very hard to say, to understand, that the Gemara says that if you do Yibum without Maimer, that's Pritzos. What difference does it make? If the whole Pritzos is that you're doing a Bia in front of Edim, L'mayinaf Gemina, whether you do Yibum without Maimer before or with Maimer before. Either way, you need Edim at the Bia. So either way, it should be a Pritzos. So what Tosfos is suggesting is that the Pritzos isn't the presence of Edim. The Pritzos is using Bia as the way to create the relationship. That's the Pritzos. It's a Pritzos-tick a thing to use Bia as a way to create a relationship, not about presence of Edim. Because if it were about presence of Edim, then it wouldn't make a difference when you do Yibum, whether you did Maimer before or not. Either way, you're doing a Pritzos, because you have Edim at the time of the Yibum. That's the way the Shara Melech and Tosar Rosh seem to understand. So this you find, again, part one, I guess part two and three are going to have to be a little shorter, but part one is just this basic idea, just to quickly review. Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar versus Eidus L'Birur HaDavar. There are two completely different types of Eidus. Sometimes, most of the time, Eidus is there to verify what happened, but not to make it happen. That's by Eidus by Dine Mamanis. If I lend you money, that happened whether there were Edim there or not. I just can't prove it unless I have Edim. Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar is to make it happen. That applies by a get. That applies by Kiddushin. It may or may not apply by Yibum, depending how you understand what the get of Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar is. If I am a Kadesh and Isha without the presence of Edim, even though it happened, it didn't happen. Halachically, nothing happened. Because in the absence of Edim, nothing occurred. Why is Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar important? Why do we require Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar? Two possibilities. Either because of a status change, a Davar Sheba'erva, or, as Reb Chaim says, to express a higher level of Das. L'may nafkamina, between those two understandings, is the case of Yibum, where you don't need Das at all, but there's certainly a status change. That's the nafkamina between the two understandings. And depending which way you understand it, you can understand Tulsa and Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis in two different ways. Now, just as this is true by Eidos, there's also two different types of Shtaros. There's a Shtar L'Kiyum HaDavar, Shtar L'Birur HaDavar. For instance, I lend you $100 and we write a Shtar and we get Edim to sign the Shtar that you owe me $100. That's just to make sure that if you ever deny it, I'm going to be able to prove by means of this Shtar that you in fact owe me the money. It's to verify what happened. Without the Shtar, do you owe me the money? Of course you do. Even if I lose the Shtar, you still owe me the money. But I'm not going to be able to prove it. So if you want to be a weasel and you want to get out of it, nothing I can do about it, because I'm not going to be able to prove it. But if you want to be a good Jew, of course you're going to have to pay me back the money. But there's another type of shtar, shtar kinyan. Sometimes a shtar is used to create a chalos, to create a kinyan. Just like you have Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar, that creates the chalos ishus, or creates the gerishin. So the shtar also can create ishus sometimes. Right, that's one of the ways a woman, you could be Mekadish Nisha with a shtar. That's not a shtar raya, it's a shtar kinyan. To be Mekadish Nisha with a shtar. For instance, a ksuba is a shtar raya. Ksuba is not a shtar kinyan. Ksuba just verifies that he owes X amount of money to her in the event of divorce or death. That's a shtar raya. A get is a shtar kinyan. Now it happens to be you can also use a get as a shtar raya sometimes. If the man denies that he ever divorced her, she could pull out her get and say, look, here's my proof, I have a get. So it could also be a shtar raya, but primarily what a get is there to do is be a shtar kinyan. It's to make her divorced. Shtar shichur of an eved. If you give an eved a shtar shichur, that's what kind of shtar? That's chalos, shtar kinyan. It's not a shtar raya. It's not to prove that he is freed, it is to free him. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Ayin Aleph, says that Eidos, there's a din by Eidos, that Eidos needs to be Al-Pi Shnei Eidim Yakum Davra, that has to be Al-Pi Shnei Eidim, has to be Al-Pi. The Gemara has, the Pasuk has such an expression. It has to be based on what they say on their mouths. And the Gemara has a drasha, Mipihem V'lo Mipiksavam. That if you want to say Eidos, the Eidos has to be stated verbally, not written. You can't write your Eidos into Beis Din. You have to verbally state your Eidos. Now, Tosos over there quotes also, the Gemara says, Prat li'ileim she'enu yachal adaber, Tosos suggests that someone who's able to speak maybe could even write his Eidos, but Rov Rishonim don't agree with that. Rov Rishonim say no matter who you are, whether you're an Ileim, whether you're a Medaber, it doesn't make a difference. You cannot write Eidos. Eidos must be spoken. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos Paragim Alacha Dalet writes that it's Midivrei Sofrim Shechotchem Dinin Mamanis Be'Eidos Peshtar. That Midrabanan, we listen to a shtar also. Midrabanan, we allow a shtar to work as valid Eidos. The shtar says, Ruvi knows Shimon HaJal, signed by two Eidim. Okay, Midrabanan, that's good enough. So essentially what the Rambam is saying is, that yeah, because there's a din of Mipiyam V'lo Mipiksavam, you are not allowed to write Eidos. Eidos has to be verbal. Every shtar is therefore Drabanan. There's no such thing as a shtar midoraisa. So asks everybody, Rambana and Sefer Mitzvah Shurash Beis, every shtar is midrabanan. What about a get? A get only works midrabanan? How do you divorce a woman midoraisa unless you have a pistol? Without someone dying. Every get is only midrabanan? Midrabanan, there's no way to dissolve a marriage other than death? That can't be. Pasuk says, Kasav la sefer krisos. That you write a sefer krisos. Pasuk says beferish. That there's such a shtar midaraisa. So what's the answer? The answer is obvious. There's a difference between two types of shtaros. There's a shtar raya and a shtar kinyan. When does the Rambam say edus b'shtar is only midrabanan? That's when it's serving as what kind of edus? As edus libira davar, to verify what happened, to be a raya, to explain what occurred, to prove what occurred. That's when we say, okay, that's got to be verbal. If it's in writing, that only works midrabanan. But a get is a shtar l'kiyam davar. It creates a chalos. So that happens even on a daraisa level. Salvechik explained that the machlokas in the Gemara in Gittin, whether Eide Chasima Karti or Eide Mesira Karti, machlokas from Meir of Lazar, is only by Shtar Kinyan, not by Shtar Raya. By Shtar Raya, it's Pashut, you need Chasima. It's only Nitanei Omer that you don't need the Eidim B'Chsav by Shtar Kinyan. But obviously, if you can use it as a Raya, the Eidim need to be signed on. You need the Eidim B'Chsav. Very clear differentiation, distinction between Shtar Raya, Shtar Kinyan. But then there's a third distinction. Again, so far we distinguish between Eidos L'kiyam HaDavar and Eidos L'bir HaDavar. We distinguish between Shtar Raya, Shtar Kinyan. And there's a third distinction that's really Sanhedrin related. And that is a Beis Din L'bir HaDavar or a Beis Din L'kiyam HaDavar. Our Mishnah, Chaf Gimel, talks about a Beis Din of three judges. First Mishnah in the Masechta goes through which types of first Mishnah Masechta Beis goes through which types of cases require the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which only require a regular Sanhedrin Ketana, and which cases require three Dayanim. Good, so you need three Dayanim minimally for a Din Torah. Now, typically, what's the role of a Dayan? Two people come to court, Reuven and Shimon, this one owes me money, no, I know, and I paid it back, blah, blah. What do they have to do? They have to get to the bottom of it. They have to determine who owes who what. They have to be mevarer. What's going on over here? Is there a chiyuv? Now, are the dayanim creating the chiyuv in a typical case? They're not creating the chiyuv. The chiyuv is there. When Reuven lends Shimon $100, Shimon owes Reuven $100. The dayanim just have to verify that that's in fact the case. That metzius is true. They're not making the chiyuv. The chiyuv already exists. But sometimes, Beis Din is necessary, l'kiyum adavar. Beis Din is necessary not to verify what happened, but to make something happen. Gemara in Yevam is Taf Mem Vavam Beis. Gerut Sarich Shlosha. Mishpat Ksiv Be. In order to do a Gerus, you need a Beis Din. Why? If two people were to tell us that someone was Megayer, that he had a Kabbalah Smitzos and a Mila and a Tzvila, we wouldn't believe them? We have video. We have video of what happened. He did all the three things. We don't believe it? Of course we believe it. Why do you need a Beis Din for a Gerus? Not because we don't believe it without the Beis Din. But without the Beis Din, it's not a Gerus. You need Beis Din in order for the Gerus to be Chal. That's a Beis Din. L'kiyum HaDavar. So Frek Tosfos, over there in Yevamos, and elsewhere in Kiddushin Samach Beis, all over Shas, Rishonim asks Kasha, how do we do Kabbalas Gerus Bizman HaZeh? We don't have a bona fide Beis Din of Smuchim anymore. If we don't have a Beis Din of Smuchim, how could there ever be such a thing as Gerus Bizman HaZeh? So, three different Terutzim Rishonim give. Tosos, over there in Yevamos, says it's based on the concept of Shlichusaihu Avdinan. What's that concept? There's a Gemara in Gittin Pechasim and Beis that any Din Torah that we have, Bizman HaZeh, and Dinim Amanus, even though none of us are qualified to be Dayanim anymore, we're Shlichusaihu Kavdinan. We're doing the Shlichus of the original Dayanim who are not able to be here because they died centuries ago. So they sort of like made us their shluchim to carry on and do Dinei Torah. So that's the same thing over here, Shluchusayu Kavdina. But that's a very big chiddush, because Pashupshat, Shluchusayu Kavdina means that it's really just a fancy form of Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. It's that, you know, they have the right to make everything Hefker, and therefore they gave us the right to decide which money goes where. So that works very well when you're dealing with money, but when you're dealing with who's a Jew and who's not a Jew, so Hefker Beis Din has got nothing to do with it. So how do you apply Shlichusayu Kavdina? So Tosfos Kiddushin quotes from Rabbeinu Nesanel that there's a pasuk in the Torah, Bamidbar Perek Tosvav, L'doros Seichem, that the concept of Gerus is B'chol Dovradar. And therefore, we have to have the ability to be Megayer people in every generation. Mainly, you don't need Smuchim. This is based on the Gemara a little bit. The Gemara in Krisos tells us that obviously Kabbalah Satorah was a big Gerus of Klal Yisrael, Maimon Har Sinai. The Gemara says that really you need a Karban for Gerus. So the Gemara itself asks, wait a second, you need a Karban for Gerus? How do we do Gerus with Man Azeh? We don't have a Karban anymore. The Gemara says, no, L'doros Seichem. You have to have the ability to do Gerus in all generations, even when we don't have a base of Migdash. Mainly, you can do Gerus without a carbon. So Tosfos just extends that to say, okay, if you can do it without a carbon, you can do it without a base of Smuchim also. L'dor HaSeichem, that's a Gzeres HaKasav. Ritvin Yivamah says, Chakir, if Bizman Shabes HaMigdash Kayim, if the carbon is Ma'akev. If it's only not Ma'akev now, because we can't do it, but it would have been Ma'akev when the base of Migdash is Kayim, or it's not even Ma'akev then. Third possibility, though, is the Chidush HaRashba in Yivamah, Staf Mem Vav, where the Chidush HaRashba also asks, how is it possible Makabel Gerus Bizman HaZeh? We don't have business Smuchim. The Rashba writes, it can't be Midin Shlichusayu, because you can't be Matir Geratu Bas Yisrael based on Shlichusayu. It's all Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So he says, what you have to say is that really you don't need a Beis Din of Smuchim at all for Gerus. It just says you need Mishpat Ksiv Bey, you need a Beis Din. Whoever said Smuchim? You just need Shlosha Adiotos. So essentially, what do we have? We have Machlokas Rishonim, Rashba on the one side, Tosfos on the other side. Rambam in Yisur Rabbi Yud Gimel Vav seems to say like the Rashba, because the Rambam makes no mention of Smuchim. But you have Rashba and the Rambam, let's say, on one side, Tosfos on the other side. Does the Beis Din by a Gerus need to be a Beis Din of Smuchim, or do they not need to be a Beis Din of Smuchim? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Rav Shachter said, B'shem the Rav, that l'chora they're arguing whether smicha is a din in hora'ah or a din in Beis Din. What is smicha about? What does smicha accomplish? Does it give enhanced ability to paskin, or does it give a status of a Beis Din? For Gerus, is Gerus psak? The role of the Beis Din in Gerus, is it to paskin? what happened, who really owes who money, who's nothing to do with that. There's no psak in gerus. Gerus is a din in status of a beis din. So, according to the Rambam and the Rashba, you don't need smuchim legerus, because it's only a beis din lekiyum hadavar. It's not a beis din to issue a hora'ah. Smicha is a din in hora'ah. This beis din is not issuing a hora'ah. So, mele, there's no need for a beis din of smuchim to do a gerus. According to Tosfos, you do need smicha, because smicha is not only a din in hora'ah, smicha is a din in beis din. This is a fundamental chakira that's going to come up a lot in the Masechta, Masechta Sanhedrin, about the exact status of smicha, how it plays a role on different types of batei din. So again, just to summarize, what we tried to demonstrate today is that while we may have been familiar with all these concepts, but while we most often talk about two different types of edus, edus l'kiyum adavar and edus l'bir adavar, you have a parallel distinction in the world of Shtar, and a parallel distinction in the world of Beis Din. And we're going to find, when we talk about different types of Batei Din in Sanhedrin, two distinct roles of Sanhedrin. Sometimes a Beis Din or a Sanhedrin is meant to clarify what happened, who did what, who owes what, who's chayiv what. And sometimes a Sanhedrin's primary role is to create a chiyuv. Sometimes it's both. It could be by Dine Nefashos cases, Sanhedrin has to clarify what happened, and based on that, create the Chiyuv Misa. Meaning, I'll just throw this out there for you to think about, and we'll, maybe in my shul we'll discuss probably a little more tomorrow, but let's say you have a Reuven lends Shimon $100, right then and there, whether they go to a Beis Din, whether they're Eidim, no matter what happens, Shimon owes Reuven the $100. Beis Din doesn't create that chiyuv. Let's say Reuven is Mechal Shabbos. So is it that Reuven is already chayiv Misa? It's just that you need the Sanhedrin to clarify that? Or that no, he's already done an Aveira. But a chiyuv Misa is only created by the Sanhedrin. So it could be in that situation of Dine Nefashos, the Sanhedrin has a dual role. It has to figure out, be mevarer, what happened, clarify that there were Edim and Hasra, the whole thing, and then he in fact was Mechal Shabbos, and then create a Chiyuv Misa. Okay, stop there. It's Hashem, tomorrow, start Daf Chav Gimel.